I guess the other thing is that in terms of side effects, you can always stop or change the drug. But in terms of complications such as endometrial cancer, deep vein thrombosis, or fracture, you know, that's a little bit of a different story. What do you think it's appropriate to say to a woman starting on an AI today, knowing what we know about bone, bisphosphonates, bone mineral density scanning, et cetera, as opposed to the trials where we didn't really, you know, have that input in terms of the risk of fracture to these women?
Well, that's one of the things we're looking at very carefully in our IBIS-2 prevention study. We're looking very carefully at whether or not, with a little bit of care and monitoring, whether or not the bone problem can be substantially reduced. All of the adjuvant trials had no special concerns about bone. There weren't DEXA scans up front. Clearly, it's appropriate to get a DEXA scan in a woman before she goes on an AI. And if there is osteoporosis or moderate to severe osteopenia, bisphosphonates are going to be effective in that group.
Just a sort of side point, at the 2006 ASCO meeting, Rob Coleman presented some data suggesting that maybe if the initial bone mineral density is okay, that these women maybe don't need to be monitored as often. What are your thoughts about that?
That data has now, I think, been accepted for publication from the ATTACK trial, and it has essentially found that if patients start off with normal bone density, none of them became osteoporotic over the 5 years of treatment. And the other interesting thing, which we'll be following very carefully, is that in the last analysis of the ATTACK trial, the fracture rate went back to the same as tamoxifen in year six. This year in San Antonio, we'll have 2 more years of follow-up on that. And if, in fact, the rebound is rapid and sustained and that the fracture risk only occurs over the active treatment period, I think that's very reassuring.